Unit 10. From Wild Wolf to Lovable Dog. It is difficult to deny that a special bond exists between people and dogs. People love dogs, and dogs love being around people. But since the beginning of human history, this has not always been the case. In fact, the unique relationship that allows people and dogs to coexist developed slowly over many years. Most archaeologists theorized that wild wolves first started to become domesticated or adapted to live with humans a little more than 10,000 years ago. It was from these first wolf dogs that modern dogs originated. There are various theories to explain why this process began and how modern dogs descended from wild wolves. One theory suggests the idea that early human hunter-gatherers searching for seasonal foods and wild game encountered wild wolves because they shared the same habitat and hunted the same prey. Furthermore, like people, wolves, and later dogs, are social creatures that live in groups and work together as a team. These shared characteristics made it easy for wolves to join human packs. The question of exactly how the process of domestication first began is what the theorists are most concerned with answering. Some suggest that it began when people first raised and then bred wild wolf pups, which can easily be tamed to be more social. Others believe that wild wolves were first drawn to human settlements by the lure of food from the humans. This could have been unintentional through garbage piles left around in the settlements. Yet another theory is that wolves adapted to living with people by being first employed as beasts of burden, such as those used for pulling sleds in the winter. The results of the domestication of wolves took various forms. Physically, there was an overall reduction in body size, changes in fur color and markings, a shorter jaw with smaller teeth, a reduced brain size, and lower intelligence. Emotionally, wolf dogs gradually became more docile and dependent on people. Over time, these changes became more pronounced, with the result being the development of the many species of dogs existing today, each one bred for special characteristics and unique abilities.